Hey, Small Town Fam, it's Yardley. We're so happy to be back with a new season of the podcast with you. If you're a longtime listener, you know how much we appreciate you as the best podcast fans in the pod universe. So today, we have a favor to ask. We would love it if you would go to our website at smalltowndicks.com, and there you'll see a link on the landing page to vote for us for a Webby Award. It takes 2 seconds, and it's free. And if we win, it'll 100% be because of you. So thank you in advance. Now let's get on with part two of Signs of a Serial Killer. Hey, Small Town Fam, it's Yardley. How are you? Where are you? Guess what? I have great news, and I have super great news. The great news is season 11 is right around the corner. And of course, we have the usual suspects. We have Detective Dan.
Hello, team.
Hello, you. We have Detective Dave.
Hey there.
And you will never guess who's joining us as our fourth co-host this season. Who wants to tell them the big, big news?
I'd tell them, but I don't know who he is.
I think you should tell them himself.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's me, Paul Holes.
It's the one and only Paul Holes! Oh my God, what could be better? Paul is just one of the reasons that season 11 is poised to be one of our best yet. Here is a preview of what's to come.
I've got body parts all over the place, and it's apparent that the victim in this case had been rolled up in a carpet and then had been run over by multiple vehicles who never even saw this victim on the road.
It just highlights how chaotic these situations are. There's no textbook response to this.
I was pretty confident we were getting into a gun battle. 100%, that's the only thought I had in my brain. I'm like, I know this dude's here.
It's fortuitous timing that the family wants to know an update on this case, and you need something from them now.
Small Town Fam, season 11 drops on Friday, September 30th.
So mark your calendars and remember, nobody is better than you.
He's a pro.
Total pro.